Were they? Was what they were doing? Were you not rotating or?
Combination of a lot of things. I mean, give them a ton of credit. I mean, you know, they got a tougher record, but what everybody thinks of the Sixers is that they're going to compete hard every night for 48 minutes, and they did that again tonight. And we played a really good first half, and came out a little soft. Not terribly, but just a little bit, and they took advantage of it, and they made a bunch of shots, and got in a little rhythm, and they're a young team that's hungry, and you give them a little confidence, and they can knock down shots, and we didn't get out to shooters and like that, probably should have, but you got to give them a lot of credit.
Your thoughts about Dennis? That was a pretty huge three he hits there in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big shot. I mean, Dennis keeps on getting better. He's grown so much in the last year, and we need to keep on improving. You know, he's a big part of this team, and that's a shot that, I mean, if teams are so worried about him getting to the basket, he's just so good at, you know, getting in there and finishing and making plays, and so a lot of teams have been going under on him, and we need him to have confidence to step up and make that shot.
Thanks, Kyle.
First time that's happened this season by any stretch. How does your role change? Do you do anything differently when you're defending the three for Dennis? Jeff said he loves playing the two sometimes because he can just get out and run on the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
And he can jump passing lanes more on the defensive end.
Yeah. There's really not much difference between the two and the three for us. I mean, you might guard a little bigger guy, maybe. They were all kind of like size. Yeah, they're all about the same size anyway. So, it's not really different for me. I'm still getting on. We don't really have the twos on the right side and the threes on the left side. We're just running as fast as we can and, trying to fill the lane. So, but it definitely creates, a bunch of speed for us and a bunch of, obviously they're our best two pick and roll players, and to put them both out there on the floor at the same time. That can cause problems.
Thank you. Kyle, is it sure? How hard do you work to get open?
Isn't that sort of part of that?
Yeah, I mean, that's been my lifelong work. how do you get open without dribbling?
Is there a science to it? I mean, is just you running?
I think I'm in a great system, where I get to hunt shots, not just wait for shots to come to me. And there's a difference when you're shooting that shot. It helps me a lot just to, to be aggressive and trying to search them out and not just waiting for someone else to break someone down, and maybe my man will leave and maybe he won't and I'll get a shot. It's something that I get to do a lot here, and it helps me out.